It's Thursday, the 24th of October, and I'm Tona Takavila with your 1 p.m. news. Namibia's offshore oil drilling will resume with the arrival of the Santorini drill ship at Mopane site following a discovery by Galp Energia SGP's SA. This Bloomberg report marks the beginning of several drilling campaigns, including projects by Total Energies SE and Chevron Corp. Galp's CEO indicated that the company is preparing to drill its first of four new wells in Namibia later this year. Meanwhile, speaking at a conference in Cape Town on the 9th of October, Petroleum Commissioner Meg Ishino said Rhino Resources also plans to start drilling two wells in November, while Chevron is scheduled to begin its drilling campaign in December. The second Nuclear Science and Technology Conference is underway in Swakopmund. The conference brings together policymakers, scientists, experts, and nuclear industry players to explore the potential of nuclear science. Addressing the health aspect, Health Minister Kalumbi Shangula.
Namibia will benefit immensely from the individual and collective insights of the professionals and practitioners. The presence of a representative from the International Atomic Energy Agency will also have a vital international dimension to the discussions. In discussing any matter related to the harnessing of natural resources, our point of departure is that the resources must be applied for the benefit of our people. The discussions at this conference are geared to take into consideration Namibia's Vision 2030, the Harambee Prosperity Plan 2, and the Sixth National Development Plan.
Mozambique's opposition leader, Venancio Mondlane, has called for a two-day strike to paralyze the country following the controversial 9 October presidential elections, urging citizens to protest alleged fraud and violence against demonstrators. Bloomberg reports that the electoral authority is expected to announce results by Thursday amid rising tensions and EU observers noting irregularities on the counting process. Staying in the region, South Africa's Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber has confirmed the cancellation of documents belonging to Chidima Adesina's mother. Schreiber told the SABC that Adesina, now Miss Universe Nigeria, is not guilty of immigration violations as she was an infant.
If she does not hold a South African passport, you know, as far as Home Affairs mandate is concerned, that's the action we've taken. The ID's gone, and certainly on our system, the necessary locks have been put in place. We are absolutely committed to enforcing the rule of law.
And according to India's meteorological department, a cyclone is expected to make landfall between today and Friday on India's eastern coast.
Officials say over 1 million people will be evacuated from low-lying areas in the region. India's Disaster Relief Force has deployed over 50 teams across both states for rescue operations. The Army, Navy and Air Force are also on standby in case of an emergency. Severe storms lash India's eastern coast and Bangladesh annually between April and December, causing extensive damage in the region. Experts say climate change is likely the reason behind increased tropical cyclones, and this is what causes heavy rains, frequent flooding and extreme weather events along India's eastern coast. Sriyoshi Mukherjee, New Delhi.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.